Phoneboy Speaks, episode 592, Netflix's disappearing API.
Netflix has about 50 million subscribers in their streaming video service. A lot of tech douchebags have it. I'm not one of the tech douchebags that has it yet, but they have an API, or rather they did until they decided to sunset it formally in the last couple days here. And there's a list of applications that will supposedly continue to work with. But if you're not on that list, well, too bad. Your app will no longer work. And so if you're a developer of one of the non-chosen apps, then, well, you're whatever work you've put into your app is now effectively dead end. And it's a shame. Twitter did the same thing to their API, and so they didn't come right out and say we're picking winners and losers. It's there's the apps that are already in use, we're going to go ahead and continue to allow to a certain point, and then if they want more tokens, they've got to ask. And new apps that do these things, well, we don't really want them. So theirs was a little more complicated, whereas Netflix has just come around and said, "Hey, these are the winners," and and so much for innovation. And I don't, maybe there is no room for innovation on the Netflix API. I don't know, but I do know that if I was a developer and I spent all my time on those APIs, and all of a sudden those APIs go away, well, I've wasted a lot of work, and that's just annoying. And so that's the danger of building on somebody else's platform, is that the APIs can change or disappear, and you're left with a pile of code that doesn't work, or at least doesn't talk to the API back end. So this is a danger as a developer, and that's what's one of the risks, right? Is building on somebody else's platform, but it can be a good thing, right? I mean, there's a lot of innovation that can happen when you do that, because let's face it, companies to a certain point get myopic and tend to think of the world a certain way, whereas other people, have less, maybe have different or less constraints and are able to come up with different ideas and different theories for doing things. And so it's great. I love that there are APIs and there's different ways of accessing data, but Netflix has said, okay, we're done. We're closing it down. And that's a shame. So it's a shame for users too, but I'm guessing most users don't care. I mean, it's one of those things it's one thing to whine about an API. I'm just telling you about it. I mean, it doesn't affect me at all because I don't use Netflix. So, the fact that there are going to be less programs, so what? But I am kind of generally decrying the state of, when you put out an API and somebody closes it, that, the innovation diminishes. And so, whether Netflix users know it or not, I think it's probably a shame. And I don't know, what kind of tech douchebag does it make me to whine about something that doesn't even affect me? God. But anyway, so that's Netflix and their disappearing API.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.